College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday morning in the DMV, 9 a.m. as we tip it off here in this early slot. Shout out to AWOD and his army, DOC, and the big fella is back, Heavy Metal, who is burning the torch on both ends, what's new. And brother, do we have, for it not to be in season, and we had a heck of a season, so we can't say we've had a hell of a lot of excitement. I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad at anything. Very, very happy based on the content that we've had to wrestle through this season. Awesome. But this weekend, man, I mean, it was just crazy. Some of the things that have happened, and this is the week that usually is media frenzy week because it's super week, and it's that time where Duke's going to play Carolina, Nina, which we're down, going to be some rivalries, and then it's going to be something that knocks us off for socks. I don't know what it is. You don't know what it's going to be, and then bingo, there it goes. Lakers, Mavs. Did you feel that? Did you hear it? Do you have any scuttlebutt, Metal, or did it catch you off guard as well?
No, that caught, I think, just about everybody off guard. I was definitely not expecting to hear that when I was driving around last night.
Now, I know you're a big LeBron guy, so...
I do like LeBron, yeah.
Yeah, no, you should. He's a nice guy. What are the odds that they kept LeBron completely out of it?
Oh, I think that's very low. I don't think LeBron plays with anyone he doesn't want to.
You know, this is one which is going to be interesting, and we're going to open this one, open the door wide open to this one at 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to say they kept him in the dark.
You really think so?
Yeah. I don't think he would, A, have approved. It might have gotten messy. And I think it's a step in the right direction. Now, you're probably right. But for the Lakers to grow, they need to stop asking him for permission and run their organization. So, you're probably right. I hope you're wrong. Because it's going nowhere. And he builds all that he does this with his team. No, but you got to have GM. You can't have players, you know, running clubs. Unless the dude is going to average a triple-double a game and you're winning. He's still Superman. He's a freak. But they don't win enough. They don't win the games you have to win. And
maybe the Knicks, the other night, right?
Like, it'll be interesting. We talked about the other night?
I think they just beat the Knicks, the Lakers, and the Knicks have been hot.
Who doesn't beat the Knicks?
The Knicks are hot right now, though.
Yeah, when are the Knicks not hot? They're not hot until they have to be in the big one. They don't. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll shut me up this year. But the Knicks are a novelty. They're fun. It's cool. But then they never break through the ceiling. I hope I'm wrong. Because it is cool when the Knicks are good. When's the last time that's been? I mean,
well,
really
they did
good.
Pretty well in the playoffs last year. But
yeah,
they're
okay. But, I mean, the Knicks I grew up with, I mean, it's
Boston's,
you know, it's
the team
different.
To beat still right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, God. Yeah. And so it's going to be a very interesting week, especially how a team that has its best season in many moons and clears the stink off of it and the stench of mediocrity, and then the draft and all the combinations and things that are coming up. And it'd be interesting. I don't know how you in your circles, people come up and ask you, what do you think? It's so relieving for me now to go, hey, man, in AP, trust. I don't have to go out. They don't need my brain power. First of all, I don't have the resources, Ken Beatrice used to say, the resources to cover the country. That's why I love watching the All-Star games, watching the Senior Bowl. Yesterday, you talking about, tragedy. We've had a little bit too much now. This is really an overdose. And it really, the cool part about it is that as a country, it does seem that we remain human. Sometimes I start to question it, but we are humans. And if you didn't watch, I don't know if you watched any of the Senior Bowl, but if you didn't get tied up into that and feel for pulling for the team that you want to win, to face the tragedy and on, then you know it's hard to be considered human. And then it works out just that way, and you go, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, and it does. It does. And so we start talking again about us showing that side of us. I know it's a game, but there's humans and emotions involved in it. And then there's Duke Carolina. And yesterday, we kicked around about, seriously, what in your mind is the ultimate rivalry right now in sports? Because it has changed so much. And there are a lot of ones of the things I grew up in that no longer exist. A lot of it's all window dressing. But what truly do you consider the ultimate rivalry? Got a lot of action on X last night, and I appreciate a lot of you that contributed to it. You hit me up on Rick Doc Walker on X. And there were some things that, because to me it's just Michigan, Ohio State. But the more I read last night and responded to people on it, and for me, I remember when Bobby bought Florida State, Miami. That to me was, so was Oklahoma and Nebraska. So you can go back in your memory and you will remember, oh yeah. But I'm not talking about what has sustained it. And how much were you involved in that last matchup for the quote rivalry, since in your mind it's such a big rivalry? Do you remember it last season? And in many cases, no. No, you didn't. But you did get into Ohio State, Michigan. And I'm looking forward to that one in 2025. Because in terms of a target, I don't know if there's a bigger one. And if there is, I'm dying to hear about it. But some of the things we kicked about yesterday, and it was, and I'm not excluding, I mean, the tradition of Army-Navy is unmatched. And man, last year, what a game. I mean, we've been blessed with the great contests and the whole nine yards. But outside of that, and so that picked up some interest. And then in our pre-show conversation this morning, and it's not, you know, it's not warm and fuzzy, but you have to at least discuss it, got to deal with it. This thing with Tucker and the Ravens, this thing is not going to go away. And it seems like it's expanding. So, innocent till proven, I get it the whole way. What's your gut tell you?
I don't know, man. I mean, I just, you don't usually hear this many allegations coming out against one person and it ends up good, you know? So, I don't know. I hope an investigation goes through and I hope whatever needs to happen happens. But it seems really weird that this happened right now, like, I've heard some speculation like, oh, it's Super Bowl week or something, but I think the bigger issue is that, like, were there lawyers waiting for the football season to end or something? Like, that seems real weird, too. I don't know.
What would be the advantage?
That's what I don't understand, but, I don't know. I mean, if it was, what, six women came forward first? Like, that's not something that just got slapped together in a weekend, you know? Like, there's definitely a lot of planning that goes into an announcement of all that stuff when they file charges or whatever they're doing. I don't know how that works. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
But that's clearly not something that they just, oh, I just heard about a thing, and then 2 days later you file something. It's like they clearly were having meetings, getting, you know, this organized to put forward. And so I don't know. I hope there's an actual, you know, investigation, not one of these like, oh, we didn't find anything. Great. Continue on. And like, you know, and whatever needs to happen happens. So I don't know. It doesn't look great for him though. And I'd be surprised if he's kicking in Baltimore next year.
You know, sure, having a problem. The guy was so good, so consistent. And you start thinking about, I mean, how tough was that to deal with all that mentally if things going on and in his life?
I mean, did he know that this was going to happen? Like, that's the thing, too. Like, when did he know there was a lawsuit coming, you know? Like, I don't know. Who knows? But...
yeah, I don't know, man. This is... but there's some things that really, the coach is firing. This is probably the least buzz that I can recall of coaching changes in many, many years. I mean, that even the Dallas thing, for Dallas to have a change and it be soft, it was like a soft opening. It was, you know.
We'll see how well that coaching change does for them.
Well, we know what's going to happen. We can almost predict the outcome. But I just, it didn't feel right. I don't like it when there's not fanfare concerning the Cowboys. That was like, that was just not, they're better than that. And I know this week will be, want to count over under on how many times the enemy's name is mentioned on our airwaves this upcoming week.
I have no guess.
Now he will be with the Bears.
Yeah, with Ben Johnson. So
yeah, running back coach. And I know nobody cares around here, but I am interested as to really what went down. I mean, what guy goes from the Chiefs to here and to the Bruins and then out, and then it's different. But still, when you could be hired in this league, they're not going to do, I mean, that is said, that's a positive stroke in your direction. But still, we're going to hear a lot more about it. It's going to be a lot more. And then the shuffle. You don't seem to be having any juice in your veins for this draft, this upcoming draft, and the top prospects. And it just doesn't seem to be, and I don't know, it's no slight on Tennessee, no slight on anybody. But was it just because we were involved that it just seemed like there was a lot more buzz last year that we seemed to be far more interested?
Well, we were getting a top quarterback last
year.
Yeah,
I know. I know that. But we've always been somewhat interested. So. But this just doesn't seem like this group has a lot of pop.
Yeah, last year was a weird year for quarterbacks, too, because they were all coming off of that extra year. Because they all had, like, the COVID bonus eligibility year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these guys got a lot more play than in previous years. And probably this year, too.
Okay, that explains it.
So I think that's part, like, yeah, I mean, you know, Jaden and Bo Nix and these guys have been playing almost 5 years, basically, and coming into the league. So I think there's just a lot more experience.
Yeah, because other than Travis Turner,
two Heisman Trophy winners, Hunter. You know, yeah, two.
Who
Heisman
else
Trophy
have you
winners?
Really? I mean, even you know Gentry, who was outstanding, but because of Boise State, I only saw him maybe two or three times. And Abdul Carter, to me, I saw a lot of Penn State exposure. But I was just thinking, it wasn't like that bell cow, like Cam Ward, Miami. I always pulled for the U. But they were a major disappointment again. And so I don't know. I don't know. And Shador, we saw a whole bunch of Shador with Colorado. And I like his pocket presence. He really seems like he kind of somewhat fits the NFL model. But yet he doesn't appear to be one of these super quick twitch kids that come out like JD5. He has nothing in common with him to me.
Yeah, I also just, I mean, I hate to warn, I just, drafting him, you're also drafting the Sanders family, almost in like a LaMelo Ball kind of way or whatever. You know, it's now.
Or a Manning
he's
way.
He's still going to be coaching.
You don't forget the Manning. You can't say the sure, Ball without sure. The Mannings.
No, true. But it's like you
no,
might,
but nobody
you,
people you don't do that. They throw the mat, they throw they do just what you did. They throw ball out there. But Manning's, they started it and they did the best job of it.
Yeah, but I don't feel
just for the record.
I don't feel you get a circus the way you do with some of these other families sometimes. Now it,
well,
he's
style
still
is
coaching.
Style.
He's
that's,
still gonna be coaching in Colorado,
you.
I think.
But so. No, but that's to you.
Well?
Because see, a circus with money behind the scenes and power is still a circus up front if you're doing it without it and you have to express yourself in a different manner. I'm not faulting with anything you say. I'm just telling you what you said is what a lot of people say. They act as if the Mannings didn't do the same thing.
Sure, but
they did the exact same thing. Power play, they bullied the system, and they beat it. But they're never referred to.
Well, I'm not worried about that kind of thing. I don't mind that he brought his son in and whatever. I think the bigger issue is just off the field stuff that you might have to deal with. That you some coaches who are very, you know, strict are not going to want to deal with. So
I think power.
I think some coaches are actually
operates
good at dealing with
in
that
the same
stuff,
way. So. And I'm not mad at him. I think what the Mannings did was the right thing. Do you? But you got to take credit for it, like everybody else does. It's a power play.
Sure, and I don't mind what he's done and makes Shador a top draft pick. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about once you bring him to your team, you're kind of bringing all that with it. So some coaches are going to want to deal with that, some are not. And I think that's going to impact his draft, you know, where he's going to be drafted and stuff, I think.
You better hope.
I'm really excited to see where Hunter ends up, though.
The young man becomes a grown man.
That kid that plays offense and defense, I want to see where he ends up and if he's still going to do that in the pros, man. The Hunter kid on Colorado?
Yeah, that's interesting. It depends on who drafts him.
I'm really excited to see where he lands, man. That could be real fun watching him for a while. He's one of those players that I'm just kind of excited to just watch, you know?
And I still really believe that running back, the whole system, the running back is back. And I'm really happy to see that because I think more running, it'll enhance the game, the air game as well. But there are certain teams, and I just think that, I think we're in that category here. You're a legitimate back. You need a full-time running back that is bell cow. Away, and you're not the only team like that. I feel the same way about Dallas, and that's where I think the kid out of Boise State, if they don't take, what Jerry's going to do.
Yeah,
I don't even try to predict that because that's the dumbest thing you could ever do is try to figure out what a maniac is going to do. You have no idea. I'm also interested in this, the Cam Ward, the Miami kid, the athlete, people, do you have the patience? Do you have, not even patience, do you have the staff that can help him develop? Or are you going to do what they did in Indy and put a guy out there that's not, he still should be thawed out, and you put him right in the oven? And everybody knows, even if you're not a gourmet, you don't put frozen items in ovens. So that's the situation. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Biggest thing that's happened, what shook your weekend up? We got a lot of ways we can go on this. The Laker deal is interesting. I'm still kind of concerned about what's going to happen with your guy, Russell. The Raiders are back in the forefront. And it's kind of cool that we're not about to push the panic button, that we are right here in Burgundy and Gold. We'll be right back. In the nation's capital, and how lucky are we to be able to talk about the games we love and watching the development. And I see these All-Star games and the Senior Bowls and guys doing their thing. And I always refer to it as the Weekend Warriors. And most of the guys, that's why I'm so glad we have our staff out here doing all this. People say, what do you think? I don't think at all. They think. Now that we have true professionals that know how to evaluate talent. And, you know, my thing is the undrafted free agents. That's the area I get really excited about. Because you can make a difference from your undrafted free agents from the fifth round or the sixth round down. You build championships. You're getting people who are hungry. You get a lot of people that are tripping. The higher they go, the more you have to require on them being mature and be ready for it. You know why? Because now they're about to pick up the bag. A lot of these guys are broke, and that's why they play so hard. Then you go give them that bag, then they get soft on you. So you got to be able to get the right guy that his goals are bigger than you would ever imagine. So he's not going to be derailed by your city or like the club. Like them kids, this last group of nitwits brought in here that were not focused. Makes a big difference. Matthew in the District of Columbia, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Thanks. I appreciate the shows. I really love the weekend shows. They make my mornings a lot better. You and Awad and the whole team. Oh, and even boy. Youngest in Charge when he pops off.
What's his name?
Young. Well, I think you have a different name for him. I call him Youngest in Charge because that's what he calls
Oh, you call him. You mean Toby. Yeah, Toby Altizer is a terrific talent. I'm honored to be able to work with him.
Ouch. I also do want to say real quick, my sainted 94-year-old Washington, D.C. mother has loved you her whole life since you started playing for the team all the way through today. She doesn't miss you, your shows when you're on, and she loves hearing you.
Well, what's her name?
Margaret.
Margaret, my yep. favorite auntie. Will you tell Margaret, man, I love her, and thank you. And she's still a tadpole in my 94. I need her to call me and when we celebrate that 100th. And so tell her she's just getting started.
Yeah,
so I tell her I have high expectations for her.
Well, she is, actually.
Because I would, you know what? Let's do this right now. Hey, Metal, help me out on this one. Can we book Margaret for her 100th? We have her on the air as a guest.
Sure, Doc. Anything if you want. We'll get anybody you want.
All right, good deal. Matthew, we're going to put you as the young person that's in charge of this.
I've got it. November 23rd.
All right. That's our incentive. We're going to introduce her at 100 as a baby to the world. So, moms, you be with us. Tell her we love her.
But speaking of families and influences, you were talking mm-hmm. earlier about how the Mellow Ball, how Bronny, LeBron and Bronny and the Mannings mm-hmm. have all mm-hmm. Impacted, made power plays and affected their sports and their teams.
Yes.
What do you think is the difference? Because I would say that in basketball, and the examples we were talking about, I feel like they were to the detriment of the team. You were talking about like the Lakers need to move on from treating him like he's a general manager. And Bronny really just should not be on that team. Whereas with the Mannings, they were really making plays.
Well, I didn't say Bronny shouldn't be on the team because Bronny, pre the heart ailment he had at USC, had a nice shot. He's a futures player. That's be G League. That would be something to futures. That's their prop. That's their thing about development. I'm not involved in that. What I'm saying is that how Pat Riley dealt with LeBron, how Pat Riley deals with all of them, that's my idea of management. I know who's in charge, and it's not you. It's Pat. It's whomever's in charge. It's not the player. That's my point. Because if you put me in charge of mine, I'm going to take care of my own too. Who isn't? It's supposed to be about the team, right?
Yes.
Okay, so can you expect a man not to take care of his own child? Why would you put a man in that position? That's ignorant owner. But we know they're owned like a grocery store because Dr. Buss left it with Jeannie, and we know this is a circus. She hires her girlfriend, the players. It's a circus, and we know that. That's why they can't max out. Pat Riley, right or wrong, and I don't like the situation that's going on right now. I think they're making a mockery of the league, but maybe that's on the player. And so the player, who once again is having an issue, he had an issue in Chicago, had an issue in Philadelphia. At some point, maybe it's the player. Because Pat's principles haven't changed. I'm paying you some money, but you're not in charge. And the NBA And again, I'm not judging them, but I'm looking at leagues. I remember the NBA when Chuck T's on playing out on concrete. I've seen guys going to the rec centers on the weekends playing on asphalt and playing all day long. And now I can't do a back-to-back for zillions of money. So we got a cultural shift right now that's blowing my mind. It's not just African Americans. Young man just traded from Dallas. He ain't in shape again. So it's not just a certain group. What I'm saying is that these guys don't realize what it's like once the game is over. I'd love to have them interviewed when it 40 years down the road. Every one of them's going to say about the same thing. Man, if I could do it all over again, I wish I... And everybody does that. That's part of growth. But at what point do you cut it off? And it's a lack of management. All the teams and clubs and organizations that are run by nitwits end up helping these kids ruin their own futures. LeBron's going to be okay because he's filthy rich. Most rich people are. But I'm not going to begrudge him of that. Who wouldn't have done the same thing? That's Rob Pelinka. That's Jenny Butt. That's all the clown show upstairs. So they allow him to do that. It's not going to happen in Miami. There's just certain places it's not going to happen. Not happening in Boston. Boston had some shaky stuff going. They got rid of everybody. They got rid of them. And that's the way it ought to be. But Matthew, you and I, we're probably not going to be able to solve all the problems when it comes in this. But most of these things come back to what? Greed.
Yep.
Unselfishness. Selfishness, rather. And greed.
Yep.
You know, so the NCAA, lack of control, letting these kids transfer schools before bowl games come up. Who could? Come on, man. Really? Leaving coaches without players. But coaches been leaving forever.
Yeah. The players are just getting what they got. They're
exactly.
Just getting their share
with
the coaching.
It's different. When the rabbit's holding the gun, it's different. I know it is. Hey, Matthew, you have a great day, man. You give your mom a hug for us. All right, good deal.
I will. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, Mel, we'll go to break. If Big Tony calls here today, make him put his credit card down to something so we can charge him. If his call is bad, then we'll charge him. No more free bad calls from Big Tony. Stay with us here on Overtime. pardon me, in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone, heavy metal, pushing all the right buttons, as always. And it's a beautiful thing. I know a lot of you, when they know there's metal in DOC, you want to know about the concerts, and I've yet to do that, and my bad. So without further ado, what's new in the world of heavy metal?
I am going to a big one at the Fillmore on this Wednesday. A band from the UK called Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats are playing.
Uncle Acid.
Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats, which I think is a pretty cool name. The Deadbeats is just fun. Playing the Fillmore Silver Spring, and I'm actually really excited because their last album they put out last year in 2024, it's like they were trying to make a soundtrack to a 70s Italian like crime thriller that just doesn't exist. They like basically made a soundtrack to a movie that doesn't exist. And it's pretty cool. I actually really enjoy it. And they're playing the whole thing straight through from start to finish at the Fillmore this Wednesday. So I'm excited to see that.
Beautiful.
Seen them a couple times, but this will probably be unlike any other show I've seen them in. So, I don't know. It should be interesting. If nothing else, it'll be unlike any other time I've seen them. So, that'll be cool.
All right. Well, this is good. Well, time for a comedian to join us right now. And hopefully he's out in the woods somewhere in Southern Maryland. And he represents the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's Big Tony. Tony, welcome back.
What's going on, Dog Father? It's a beautiful Sunday morning. We're heading up to the Howard County Gun Show. Then we got to run all the way over your way to Chantilly Gun Show. Then we got to come back and cut up seven deer, Doc. Last night when I told you I was going, I missed, blew up a tree. I didn't see the tree. It was at last light. I straight missed. I own it. If you never missed, you ain't hunted long enough.
That's right.
Now, Doc,
right.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Doc. The commanders are making you do work. You do not get an easy pick in the draft. For the past 30 years since I've known you, it was easy for you to draft because we knew you were going to be in the top three. So it was easy. Are we going to take the first best player, the second best player, or the third best player? Now you are back there with me and the Ravens and the old Patriots in Kansas City. Now you get to pick way in the back, and let's see what you're going to do with it.
What do you have in common with the Patriots? What do you have in common with the teams you mentioned at the bottom? Because they're all over 500. I don't know how you threw yourself in with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Besides,
what did you have in common with the Kansas City Chiefs?
But besides culture and stability, now, Doc, we might be 10 and whatever, 10 and 7, 11 and 6 or whatever every year.
Right.
But you do know we are stable as can be. And when you grow up, y'all want to be just like us.
Okay, how stable are you when your fan base is calling for your coach's resignation, your quarterback to be gutted?
Hey, Doc.
Is that calm?
Because we don't accept what they've been doing, Doc. As you always say, that 8-8 don't fly with us. It flies with y'all. Y'all would love it. That would, Doc. Before this year, you would have died to be 8-8. And don't even lie. You would have died.
No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. No, we had low expectations. We were the bottom of the barrel. What, you sound? You feel better about yourself now?
Oh no! But
did you identify the north? Was that hard for you to identify that we stunk?
Nah, Slim, you good. We ain't worried about you no more. Now, I talked to your boy Big Couch this morning. Not only did the Tar Heels get rolled, but then his man AD, got traded. dude, it was first thing this morning. He already into the bourbon.
I haven't seen Carolina that small as a lineup. Honestly, I couldn't. Again, I reached out to the Wizard, Walt Williams, and I just need somebody to explain to me. Again, it's early for me, college round ball, and I know we're doing some good things. Terps are doing some good things. There was like an eclipse that took over Cap 1 the other day with the Hoyas. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but it's early. But I thought it was a stunt show when they rolled the lineup out. I said, well, wait a minute. Where's the varsity?
Nah, Slim, that's what they are now. It ain't funny, but let me get on up in here, man. I got things to do. Boy, y'all have a good one now.
Tony, do us a favor and try not to call again. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, welcome to Overtime.
Top of the day to you, Doc.
Hey, Mark, my man.
Hey, buddy, how's it going today?
Mark, if it got any better, they'd have to check my blood.
I love to hear it, Doc. Hey, we had some success, brother. We're building on it like you tell them.
Yeah. I haven't felt this good in here it is February in so long. Again, usually we're talking about who's next, what's next.
That's
you know,
right,
we
Doc.
On a wild goose chase. People calling all day yesterday
might not
saying
be able
me.
To stand it, buddy.
Did they what?
If it gets any better than this, we might not be able to stand it.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to try that. Don't you want to try it? I just want to try it.
Doc, I want to try it so bad I can taste it. I'm getting ready to eat.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun. And then this, you know, this, I don't think the going up there and having a 50 burger put on you and having a great, a good regular season, good postseason, it really hadn't set in yet. Once you see the Eagles being celebrated in New Orleans and all the festivities, then it'll hit you that you're not in it.
Yeah.
I think it's the most, it's the worst loss in sports is the championship loss.
Yeah.
Losing the Super Bowl, okay, yeah, been there, done that. But you was in it. You had that whole week of memories.
That's right, Doc.
And don't forget, championship game, it's tough.
Yes. But like I told Chris, when he asked me what I was going to talk about, Chris, got docked. I told Chris, you're hitting the nail on the head again, Doc, because when you let the inmates run the asylum, you're not going to get results. Or, like we went through for the last 30 years, when the warden is out there on his yacht somewhere in one of the oceans on this in this world, maybe on the bottom of the ocean somewhere. I'm not saying I want that, but yeah, hopefully not. And is sticking his head up out of his hole and trying to be a rabble-rouser. And you see what we got this year. People should notice the difference, Doc, and know that we're on our way if we keep operating like you've been saying and I've been saying all along, and helping those guys in the trenches. We should be able to do – we should be able to
help
that
the guys in the trenches
time,
and helping
Doc.
Our corners with pressure.
Yes.
You know, and that's why yesterday a carpenter did a great job. Or whoever was holding them cue cards up for him, and he was reading them, because it's all about help. They work in tandem. All the great corners have said their best friend is pressure. We have got to get better pressure. And there's some edge rushers that are coming out now. You just got to make sure you get one, find one. Maybe you develop one, somebody. That I don't know, but that's their job, and they're pretty good at it. The one thing we have with this staff is that they're able to help people get better. There's no way you should be on a team for months and don't improve. That ain't on you. That's on them.
That won't work, Doc. It will not work. There's too much gerrymandering when you're doing that. You need to coach and get out there and get your hands in the dirt with them, just like.
Well, that's what they're doing. And they got a good staff. Appreciate you, Mark. And you have a great week,
Doc.
Man.
Have a good day, buddy.
You have a great week. 9:45 in the nation's capital. It is. We're going to go to break. I was about to say metal. I'm almost afraid to cut TV on and watch the news. It's been challenging, but it shows you once again that we are humans and we do have a heart and we do have empathy. We do care. We are a group that once we get focused, we're pretty good people. And that'd be great that we keep this attitude we have now and help others and help people. We'll be right back. It's 9:50 a.m. in the nation's capital. Doc Walker, Heavy Metal, with you here on 106.7 The Fan. And, you know, the interesting thing that's happening with the Pro Bowl going on now, and it's really, I think they have to come up with a new name, a new title. Because when I think of Pro Bowl, I think of a game, a football game. This is not a football game. It's the events. But Mike Evans talking about USA, Team USA in 2028, flag football, and he's really serious about it. It is going to be, the Olympics is already off the chain. This is going to be phenomenal. I'm telling you. I like the competition that they have going on. I like seeing the guys, first of all, not getting their brains knocked out. And the people appreciate it and come pack the place to come watch these guys do things that they don't necessarily do full time. And they're willing to subject themselves to failure and don't mind doing it. That's what we should applaud them for. These are the best in the world at what they do. They don't play dodgeball for a living. They don't do these things for a living. But yet they go out and make it happen. I applaud them for that. And I know they're getting a few, they passing out some bags there, and that's all cool. And it's smart that they have it in an area that has amusement parks and bring you, it's a family deal, because you sacrifice so much of your time away from your families when you're doing this. And the average person that applauds from the stands doesn't realize the sacrifice that these gladiators put forth to the families. Because the families have to do without them a lot. Even if they're home, they're not there. Their mind's on film. They're worrying about something. They're nursing an injury. So, now, everybody says they would do it for the money, and everybody says that. But you don't know that until you're put in that arena. So, for him to say that, I applaud it. Are you looking forward to, first of all, do you like seeing the guys play flag? Do you like the Pro Bowl games, as I refer to them as?
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Pro Bowl stuff in general, but I do like that they're trying to do something with it. It seems like kind of like the NHL is always, like, they're trying to do more than just make it, like, just an all-star game.
NHL,
and
wow.
Well, NHL is constantly changing theirs up too, and I feel like the NFL is taking that route. Yeah, but the All-Star game isn't just a game. Yeah, but they break it up now. It's like there's like four teams, and they all play each other in like a mini tournament. It's like it's not even like the NHL thing isn't just a game anymore. It's like a whole thing. I see the NFL trying to do that too. They're trying to mix it up and find what works.
Because the physical sports have a tough time.
Yeah,
but they're all better than the NBA.
Sure.
Who would have thought?
But nothing beats that. Well, I think the two best events are probably the slam dunk contest in the NBA and the home run derby in baseball. I mean, those are the two best to watch,
yeah,
right?
And they're changing them now. And the NBA deal sounds like garbage. I mean, I don't even know. They lost me when they started bringing cars on the courts and doing all the trampolines.
I remember that.
Dudes come off the ground. You like the cars?
No, I just remember it was Blake Griffin. I remember when he jumped over the car or whatever. But it was like because they were endorsed by, I don't know, Kia or whoever it was.
No, I understood the money part. Yeah. I hate to hate, but I want to see the dudes doing their own thing. But again, it's backed by popular demand. If you're watching, I don't know what the numbers are in on Royal Rumble. But I guarantee you, they're rich. The numbers are rich. So, you know, if you make it work, you make it work.
Well,
do you
remember when they announced that they were going to have flag football in the LA Olympics as like the exhibition sport? That Joe Burrow came out and said that he would want to play on that team.
Well, absolutely.
And he would love to see an American flag football team led by NFL stars, much the way like a dream team was for basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, it'll happen.
I'd love to see something like that. That'd be awesome.
Oh, he'd be vicious. Any quarterback that would love to play it if they don't have to get their brain smashed
out. Yeah, I know, right?
And you got to whip. It would, I still say in my career as a broadcaster, watching Michael Vick at Virginia Tech from the booth is still the most amazing thing that I have ever witnessed. That's it. Now, you got to understand where Mike came from in that era. I was watching a great program on NFL Films over the weekend, and it's when you look at where the quarterback position has morphed into from where it was to the drop back, seven step, two up, throw. To now, and now, you know, people start watching it. It's like the wide receiver position to me has morphed into something that I can't even imagine it. There are so many amazing wide receivers coming right out of college now to where when I hear people talking about, hey, should we go out and get this guy who used to be like Diggs, you know, yesterday called Stephon, hell of a player, love his game. But, and of course he probably want to come back to the DMV, but his number, even if he gave you a discount, would strangle a horse. And I'm going, why would you? Dude, these guys are coming out of college now. It's unbelievable. You go, why? 7-on-7 camps. The quarterback, the emphasis on improving quarterback play started, man, 15 years ago or more. And so when you put training and emphasizing, why was Little League Baseball the best? Why was baseball? Because almost all of us played Little League Baseball in my era, in Stone Ages, 100 years ago. Not everybody played Pop Warner football. Not everybody played basketball. You think about it in the 50s, 60s, I mean, it just didn't happen. But right now, coming out, you find me a wide receiver, a quarterback that hadn't been in some kind of form, organized aerial attack or passing game, and I just don't know if that exists. They're coming out of everywhere and balling. Senior Bowl last night, another great example of it. They're everywhere. So the draft is going to be interesting. And as a result of it now, the edge rusher is a demon. And then, of course, now you got to kind of cipher through this stuff. A lot of people have some great stats at the combines. Then you put on the film, and you got to have a magnifying glass to find them. So you got to be able to get over the workout warrior who don't play well in the game, and then the gamer who don't run his mouth, don't say a whole bunch. So that's why I trust in AP and our people. They'll find you some people. Finding people is what you got to do. As we continue right here on Overtime, 106.7 Fan, DOC Heavy Metal. You can hit us up on the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Boy, things are heating up, and there's no better place for you to be than right here, right now. Back in a moment.